Okay, so what you're looking at is one paddy wagon, three cop cars, and four cops. One cop is getting back into his car, and there's another guy standing there doing God knows what the fuck. Anyway, Sunday night. And you might be asking yourself, what in the Sam hell is happening that there's a need for three cop cars and a paddy wagon? Well, what happened was I went out for a cigarette. And there was a guy outside in front of my building yelling, "I just want to talk to you." And I asked him what was going on, and he went on to explain that he just wanted to talk to his girlfriend, and that he went to the bar to talk to her, and she told him to get away from her. Which I assume he did, because he was standing on the sidewalk talking to me. And near as I could figure out, his girlfriend is the mother of his children. And he's been staying in a homeless shelter for the last week. And she said she wanted her space, and he's giving it to her. And so, yeah, now here he stands, standing on the sidewalk, and he just wants some of his stuff. Which is shitty. Now, sadly, as I was talking to him, I saw the first cop car. And just as I asked him, "What do you think you should do?" Because I said, "Is that where you live, where that cop car is?" He said, he didn't say yes, but he said, "Did I think he should leave?" And I said, "Well, it might be a good idea." And that's when the second cop car rolled up. And yeah, and so that's how it came to pass that there were three cop cars and a paddy wagon for a guy standing on the sidewalk. And I feel really sad for this dude, man. I mean, it's kind of obvious that it was obvious to me that he was upset. It looked like, while he may have the full six-pack, he lacks the little plastic thingy to keep it all together. And I don't know if that was a matter of his being upset. What I do know is this. Wherever the girlfriend is, it's not where he is. So here's a situation where even if he was at the girlfriend's place, he had left. And she called the cops on him. Now, to be fair, I don't know if she called the cops and then he left. I don't know at what point that she did that. Maybe she called the cops while he was still there. I don't know. Maybe he was already gone. Bottom line, he called the cops. And in a way, I'm thankful that I was there. because at least I could be a witness. Now, the things that are bothering me about this situation, there's a couple. The first and most obvious to me is that this man is now effectively homeless. Because he's already spent a week in a homeless shelter. And what did he want, really? He wanted to get some of his stuff. That's what he was expressing to me. So he's now homeless with nothing. And I feel really sad for that. I really, really do. It really bothers me. It really, really does. You know, especially because he already left. I have to ask myself what she told the cops, that four cops rolled up. I really, really do. And I guess the thing that I want to impress on you guys is that that could be any one of us. Any one of us could find ourselves homeless in an attempt to do the right thing and give the woman her space. I'm sorry, I'm having a tough time with this one. It really bothers me. It really, really does. I'm just fucking disgusted. And so, you know, frankly, when I hear people tell MGTOW guys, not all women are like that, you're a pussy, you can't get laid, blah, blah, blah. I see shit like that and I think, where is the incentive? Really, because that's a huge disincentive. And the guy actually got off lucky, because if it was an angrier guy combined with angrier cops, the shit could have gone a lot worse. So I guess that's something to think about when you decide that you're going to be in a relationship with a woman. It's vitally important that you have emergency money. You absolutely have to have enough money to be able to stay at a hotel in the short term and get your own place in the long term. Okay? It's vital. If you can manage it, have enough money to pay the rent for a year, which works out to about 3.5 months worth of living expenses, depending on how your expenses go. Because if you're in a relationship, this will relax you in terms of the relationship. And if you're in a relationship with somebody who knows that basically your ass can't leave, or that your life will become decidedly worse, some people will act the fool. And this is a man who's got kids with this woman. And a friend of mine came out and
He said, well, you know, maybe he's on drugs. Maybe he's on, maybe he's psycho. You know, immediately tried to push it all on him. And so I said, well, let's say he is psycho. What does that say about her if she's willing to have babies with a dude that's psycho? But, you know, that usually just makes too much goddamn sense. So, guys, I guess I just want you to keep in mind that that's not uncommon. That's pretty commonplace. And that's one of the potential outcomes of dealing with some of these women. And if you're a woman and you're listening to this, when you and your friends are asking yourself, how come I can't get a good man? It's because some women, may or may not be women that you know, and you can go ahead, I'll pause. Because you just said not all women are like that. You're absolutely right. But good guys, smart guys, nice guys, boring guys, whatever you want to call them, when they see shit like that, every time stuff like that happens, they think a little more, man, it just ain't worth it. So I hope buddy's okay. I'm going to see if the cops are still there. Yeah, the cops are still there. That's about all I have to say. I'm fucking disgusted. And I'm really, really, really glad that I'm MGTOW.